All right, at 11:15, Mabel Louise joins us from her home today. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a good day in Wisconsin.
Yes.
Yes, it's cloudy, but you know what? It doesn't matter, does it? Because we can just enjoy the day. And if you wait a few hours in Wisconsin, that weather could change. But you know what? No matter what the circumstances, we can always be thankful. And I'm thankful that I can be with you today. And guess what? I looked out my nook window this morning, and it looked so nice. Those little daffodils got their little heads poking up. No, they're not in bloom. They're trying to get over all this cool weather we're having. It seems like it just makes it hard for the flowers to perk up and get those blooms going, at least at my house. Maybe where you live, yours are in full bloom. But with the woods, it keeps some of the sun away. So that makes a big difference. Well, how are you doing in your homebound circumstance? I'm sure you're making it better every day and learning what to do and what not to do. My son Terry came yesterday afternoon, and my grandson Kent Dorney, and they came with a power saw, went after that oak tree that was landed on my flower garden, and guess what? I am so happy. They do so much for me. They've already cut down several of the dead trees. So I'm so grateful to both of them, and especially my son, Terry, who has helped me since my husband has been in heaven for all these many years. Terry's been kind of like my right arm, always there to pitch in and to help. And so I'm thankful today and rejoicing, and I hope you are, too, in spite of the circumstances. Well, today I've entitled my message, Rejoicing Through Adversity. Paul wrote, and I, on my last two broadcasts, I've used this portion of Scripture, and because of this Scripture, I thought of the message for today and prepared it. The theme of rejoicing through adversity reminded me of something that I recently read, and of this portion of Scripture, of course, brought it to my mind again. Let me read that verse to you today. Maybe you weren't tuned in to my broadcast and you'd like to know what the portion is. Well, it's Romans chapter 5, 1 through 5. It reads, "We glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, and experience hope. And hope makes us not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given to us." Take note of the fact that we glory in tribulation. And then I also use James 1:1-3, where James says, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials." The truth is that when we view hardships as windows into the heart of our Savior, our perspective changes. Yes, we know that He goes through everything with us, and it draws us to pray and to be closer to Him. So then suffering begins to feel more like an opportunity than it does a curse. Suffering as a believer should bring intimate fellowship with Jesus. knowing what he did for you and me, yes, when he died on the cross. That was so wonderful. And what a price he had to pay for your sins and for mine. So the article that I read was about the testimony and life story of Nick Vujicic. No, I'm not sure if that's the way it's pronounced. Let me spell it and you can pronounce it. How's that? It's spelled V-U-J-I-C-I-C. Vujicic. Oh, anyway, I won't try it again. And if you didn't know Nick, you might think that he has everything going for him. You see, Nick never had a sore arm. Nope. He never had any knee problems. He never ever smashed his finger in a door. He never even stubbed his toe. Or ever did he bang his shin against a table leg. Nope, none of those things did he ever experience. You want to know why? Oh, let me tell you. That's because Nick doesn't have a shin. Nope. He doesn't have a toe. He doesn't have a finger. He doesn't have a knee. And he doesn't have an arm. Nick was born with no arms and no legs. He only has a small web foot that is shaped like a goose foot. Or maybe even a duck foot. And he is able to do almost anything with that little tiny foot, like kick a ball or paint a picture. Yep, he can do all of those things with that little foot. And without any medical explanation or even any warning, he was born in 1982 in Melbourne, Australia. Yes, without arms and without legs. And you know what? There were three sonograms, and they failed to reveal any complications. Well, Nick's mom and dad were destined to cope with both the challenge and the blessing of raising a son who refused to allow his physical condition to limit his lifestyle. Nick's mom and dad loved Jesus, and they taught Nick to read his Bible. Well, Nick even tried to commit suicide at age 10 by trying to drown himself in the bathtub. And throughout his entire childhood, he not only dealt with the typical challenges of school and adolescence, but he also struggled with deep depression and loneliness. Nick wondered why he was different than all those other kids. He even questioned his purpose of life, and in fact, if he even had a purpose to live. Well, one day, Nick was reading his Bible, and he turned to the book of John, chapter 9. He said, and I'm quoting from the article that I read, after reading the story of the blind man in chapter 9 of John, I realized that God won't let anything happen to us in this life unless he has a good purpose for it all, quote, unquote. You see, Nick gave his heart and his life to Jesus that day. Nick said that his victory over his struggles, as well as his strength and passion for life today, can really be credited to his faith in the Lord. Since his first speaking engagement at age 19, Nick has traveled around the world sharing his story with literally millions. Today, this dynamic young evangelist has accomplished more than most can achieve in a lifetime. He's an author, he's a musician, he's an actor, and his hobbies, and listen to this, they're fishing, yes, painting, and swimming. He uses that little foot to help him to do all of those things. In 2007, he made that long journey from Australia to Southern California. And guess what? The rest of the story is Nick is now married to his beautiful wife, Kayneen, and he has four beautiful children, two boys and two girls, and the girls are twins, and they're beautiful. I've seen pictures of them. Well, Nick has established a nonprofit organization called, and isn't this a good title, Life Without Limbs. This organization sends Nick out all over the world to preach the gospel. And perhaps you're wondering, how does he do that without arms and legs? Well, they put him up on a desk or a big box or something so the audience can see him, put a mic right before him, and he goes to town preaching the love of God and how much Jesus loves every one of us. And let me just add this. The article said many have found Christ as Lord and Savior through his beautiful ministry. Well, since John chapter 9 was the influence to change Nick's purpose in his life, I thought it would be of help and maybe a blessing to you today. Have you ever questioned why some people are born blind or deaf or without arms or legs? Well, perhaps this portion of Scripture will bless you too. Maybe I'm talking to someone today who's feeling kind of down because, well, maybe they're hurting or maybe they were born with a deficiency. Anyway, I pray it will be a blessing. And you know what? Chapter 9 is a long one, 41 verses. So I don't have time to go through all of that with you so quickly. Let me give you the gist of that story. Jesus and his disciples were walking along, and they came upon a man who was born blind. The disciples asked, "Jesus, Master, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" And Jesus answered, "Neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him." Then Jesus spit on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. He instructed him to go and wash in the pool of Siloam, and he was healed. All of this was done on the Sabbath. Ouch! And the Pharisees were furious with Jesus for doing all of that on the Sabbath, because you see, they had so many rules and regulations, especially on the Sabbath. So they even questioned the blind man's parents as to his identification. Well, in the end, the blind man was removed from the roster of the synagogue. And during the conversation between Jesus and the blind man, Jesus asked him, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" The blind man answered, "Who is that, Lord, that I might believe?" And Jesus said, "It is he that talks with thee." And the blind man said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. So we can conclude that Nick's lacks of arms and legs only made him a greater blessing, because he was teaching us, you and me today, how to overcome adversity and how to be used of the Lord under any and all circumstances. Are you listening? Yes. With that old virus that we're all facing today, people out of work, oh my goodness, everything changed. But guess what? We can be used of the Lord. And everyone needs to believe, that's right, and to take Jesus as Lord and Savior. Well, I pray that Nick's testimony of his faith in Christ and the story of the blind man might have been a little tiny blessing to you today. Don't ever forget, the Lord loves you so much. So much so that he was willing to die for you. And you were born with gifts and talents. So, isn't now a good time to use them? Remember, every child of God has a special place in God's plan. What's his plan for you today? That's a good question. It's been so good to be with you. Bye-bye now.